Willow Run opened just 2 months before the attack on Pearl Harbor in 1941. Before America was in the war, but as officials and leaders came to understand that it wouldn't be long before the country was called to combat. It stretched across nearly 7 million square feet, each of which had been carefully organized and custom-built to make bombers with all the precision and speed that Henry Ford's automobile factories were known for. There were 11 major assembly lines and 69 smaller ones, each stage of manufacturing and construction joining together like streams into an ever larger and onrushing river that poured bombers out faster than anyone had ever imagined possible. Throughout the factory floor, it was often women working a prescribed 54-hour week who put together the 300,000 rivets required for each bomber. One of those workers at Willow Run, Rose Will Monroe, would be among the women forever immortalized as Rosie the Riveter. The result of this carefully choreographed industrial ballet was that a new bomber rolled out of the plant every 63 minutes, the start of a long journey to the front lines of Europe and the Pacific. And Willow Run was just one plant making one kind of bomber. All told, the United States manufactured about 50,000 bombers for action in World War II, some 18,000 B-24s, as well as about 12,700 B-17s, nearly 10,000 B-25s, 5,200 B-26s, and towards the war's end, nearly 4,000 B-29s. Those 50,000 planes took to the skies filled with crews of brave and often scared young men. And at home, female Army pilots known as WASPs, dashingly and romantically dressed in leather jackets and scarves that would make them instant fashion icons. The romance, though, mostly existed only in one's imagination. The life expectancy of these air crews in combat was often short. From 1942 onward, their bombs rained down with an almost unending and inescapable ferocity on Axis positions, ships, and equipment, including some 656,400 tons of bombs on Japanese targets in the Pacific, and, with the help of the Royal Air Force, some 2.7 million tons of bombs on Europe. Entire cities like Dresden and Tokyo burned in single nights. Many of these aerial angels of death were adorned with playful names, mascots, and painted pinup girls. But in the end, history remembers the name of just two of those 50,000 planes, the Enola Gay and Boxcar. We remember those two planes not because of how many bombs they dropped, but because of how few. One mission each, one bomb each, dropped on two different cities, 3 days apart, in the final week of the final theater of the war. Those bombs, too, had names now also forever etched in history, Fat Man and Little Boy. Globally, World War II killed upward of 60 million people. The National World War II Museum estimates the toll at 15 million combatants and 45 million civilians. And it was a war filled with horrors that continue to echo across history. The Bataan Death March, the Tokyo firebombings, the Siege of Stalingrad, and the 6 million Jewish victims dead in Europe from the Holocaust. But the atomic bombs, weapons that killed 100,000 people faster than a human could react to the flash of the explosion, are not mere history. They announced the beginning of a new post-war atomic era that remains present and threatening to our daily life 8 decades later. The making of those two bombs stands as one of humanity's most monumental achievements, a project conducted completely in secrecy, under immense time pressure, that delivered to the Earth a never-before-seen source of tremendous energy. It was a technology that would transform the politics and geopolitics of our world. As the head of the U.S. science effort, Vannevar Bush, concluded, "The merging of efforts of science, engineering, technology, industry, labor, finance, and the military brought about the atomic bomb. In scale relative to the scale of its time, the building of the pyramids offers a possible comparison." While World War II was fought in places like Guadalcanal, El Alamein, and Bastogne, in the skies over Britain, Germany, and Japan, and in the seas of the North Atlantic,